Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If you were an alien and you wanted to hide here on the Earth itself...
You'd do it in our ocean, yeah.
Because the ocean is very unexplored.
In my film, Admiral Tim Gaudet says, we have studied the surface of the moon in more detail than we have the bottoms of our oceans. And our
right.
oceans are like 75%. 75% of our planet is ocean, right?
Well, that's if you believe we went to the moon.
Yeah.
I am an alien. My name is Butt. The alien. Why is my name Butt? Because I dance with my butt.
Okay. What is going on here? This is the world's first radio show devoted
to Butt, the alien.
And I am Greg the Dive Master. Did I apologize in advance?
Yeah, too much. Don't worry about it.
All right. Just moving on. Aliens, Bigfoot.
We're not forcing
we're covering
people to listen.
All the bases. Today, literally, on the big show.
Alien base.
Bob Evans from Force Fans, by the way, is with us with his lovely wife, Suzanne. And I know Bob, first time I met him, we were on the top deck of a liveaboard boat. And he goes, hey, Greg, I can't believe we're finally diving together. And it was in the evening. He looked up at the stars and he pointed. He goes, you see that? You see that star right up there? That's where I'm from. So I don't know how he feels about the aliens now, but he was here a long time ago. What do you think there, Bob? Yeah?
I can't believe you bring that up. Last night I went out and looked up at the sky, and there was my home. I haven't looked up at the Pleiades in, I don't know, maybe a year, and they were right dead set up above us. So, hey, the good news is Forcefin is back up and running again. The COVID and all the stuff that took place kind of threw us off. And Suzanne, a miracle Suzanne, she pulled in 300 pairs of orders. And we're ready to, why you're telling me that?
Ramp them right back up. Yeah, I mean, for a while they were hard to get a hold of, but now you kind of got them back available, at least for
they are classic.
A limited time. Is that the deal, Bob? Or what?
Well, everything's changed. We had 12 employees at a big business in Santa Barbara. It's just Suzanne and I. Mm-hmm. And we had shut down, and the Navy gave us a very large order for Pearl Harbor. So we got our plant in Pennsylvania to make the fins for us. Well, the things have changed in their plant in the last 30 years. A lot of people have retired. They just want to make the fins and ship them to us. So we're going to go back to Pennsylvania. Yep. And we're going to assemble all these fins for our customers and ship out of their facility. So it's kind of fun. And Suzanne, with all the customers, she's been gathering the orders. So we look at what we're going to do is once we have enough orders, we go in for a production run, which is roughly 300 pairs. We used to sell 200 pairs a day.
Yeah.
So 300 pairs, nothing for us to deal with. And even though the fins are expensive, our customers know they're the best. We have a nice order from the Japanese Navy, and we have a nice order from the Air Force. So between those two and all the
Well, I have to put this in perspective.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we shut down over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and we've had no fins for a year.
Right.
So we're just sitting there operating without any fins. And when we decided to do this, mainly once again, it was because of the military orders coming in. How do we fill these? I put out a call just to some of our customers. And within 2 weeks, we sold out of everything and got the production quota.
Wow.
And I was surprised because that was 5 months ago.
Yeah. Well, once you use Force Fins, a lot of the customers don't want to use anything else.
But you know what?
Yeah.
It's like
I don't blame them.
No, I have to put it really in perspective because we don't have products. So these are back ordered. We didn't know when we would fill them, and we still sold them all.
And nice.
Within the next, they're running now, and we'll likely be in Pennsylvania next week to just make sure all the fins go out and do a touchdown for doing this another round.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, they are very unique in their style. I mean, Bob, we've had him on many times in the past, and he said, you know, he was inspired by nature, but they got that open foot pocket where your toes, like, you know, are free. I mean, by the way, I think they are the
sex. It's like having sex without a condom.
Well, okay. And I will say Gay Bigfoot is a big fan because you can accommodate his big feet, I guess.
Oh, we did. We made a fin for Shaq, that baseball, basketball guy. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Bigfoot's right in there with him, I think.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So Bob has a special offer. I mean, because we're lining things up for next production now.
Uh-huh.
For Scuba Radio.
And Scuba Board.
We can do the same for Scuba Board.
I did already.
Can I share a screen real quick, and then Bob will tell you his special offer.
Okay, give it a go. Let's see what happens. What is the special, Bob? What are you doing?
Oh, I have to send you a request.
If someone through Scuba Radio orders fins.
Oh, that's not going to work.
They'll get a copy of Aqua Core magazine, which was the last one, our good friend Michael Manduno, yeah. M2, who we recently lost. Our very special friend. And
that was sad.
That was the last cover.
Yeah.
In the industry, it's noted, don't put Bob on the last cover.
There you go.
There we go. There he is.
Yeah.
He will sign that.
I'll sign that.
And he'll send it with your fins if you order this weekend.
Sweet.
Because then we know it's tied to Scuba. I don't have coupons right now.
Yeah.
We're just selling.
Well, that was very nice. Bob overnighted this to me, so I'd have it for the show today. And I do appreciate that, Bob. This is a collector's item. It's very nice. And by the way, what are these tickets for? You keep sending me these. And I don't get it, but I enjoy it.
The Tilt-A-Whirl.
Is that what it is?
This really famous movie star came into a store, and I gave him some. I go, what are these for? I didn't know he was a famous movie star until my wife told me. Yeah. I go, just imagine. So you have tickets of Imagine. You can pull one out and imagine maybe you're going to Mars or the moon.
Okay. All right.
It's whatever you
Uranus.
Want a ticket for.
Whatever you want a ticket for.
Well, he sent me this other sheet, too, but I don't think I need to show that one.
Oh, you got the massage machine?
Yes.
Isn't that lovely?
Oh, it's beautiful. But we'll leave that one off the air.
Yeah.
You're getting a massage from a man, right?
Excuse me?
You're getting a massage from a man.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like you did in Fiji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blocked that out years ago.
You were the first one. You loved it.
Just for the record, though,
if you
want to order these force fins, they just go to forcefin.com and send you guys an email or what exactly, Suzanne?
Go ahead and order them now because we're
rolling. A message, put Scuba Radio, or Scuba Board, either one of you guys. I love you both.
There you go. All right. Everyone else he hates with a passion, just for the record.
No. Bob isn't capable of hating anybody.
Yeah, that is true.
Right.
He's one of the...
Only for short periods of time.
Yeah. He is a unique individual. I love him to death. What a great guy. And Suzanne ain't half bad either. So thank you both for sharing that. And yeah, go to forcefin.com, forcefin or either one, right? It doesn't matter. There you go. All right, good stuff. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.